Blog Talk Radio.
Just in case the wind
Amen. Glory to God. We bring you greetings from Dr. Loretta Ellison Jones Ministries in the city of Sardis, Georgia. It's just a blessing to be able to do another broadcast in Jesus' holy name. Now at this time, we're going to let you listen to another song of worship entitled, Who Did It? We all know who did it. God did it. Glory to God. Anything in our life that had needed to be done, God did it. Glory to God.
Thank you.
God Almighty. Who did it? God did it. That woman of God. No, she really sung and ministered that song. Who did it? God did it. Our next selection will be, don't look down on a man, woman, boy, or girl unless you're picking them up. Glory to God. Amen. Stay tuned.
Some don't have no home at all.
Things
Amen. Glory to God. Don't look down on a man or woman or boy or girl unless you are picking them up. Glory to God. So true. Amen. Now we're going to bring you a rich word. Amen. From the word of God. And our topic today will be, what does the Bible say about astrology? What does the Bible say about astrology? Now, glory to God. Amen. The definition of astrology is meaning attempts to predict the future or its prediction accurate. Glory to God. Amen. So astrology, amen, is a science that attempts to predict the future. How many know, glory to God, amen, that God has left us a blueprint, which is the word of God. And that's the only thing that can predict the future and be accurate. All other stuff is unreliable. They might hit the nail on the head one or two times, maybe three, four, or five. But they are still considered as unreliable. Glory to God. So let's see what the Bible says about astrology. Now, back in the book of Daniel, the fourth chapter and the seventh verse, on three occasions, the astrologers and other experts was asked to predict the future. And each time they failed. But every time that Daniel was asked to predict the future, Daniel was accurate. Because you know why? He was moving by the power of God. So God wants you to know through his word that astrology is false prophecy. I'm going to repeat that again. Astrology is false prophecy, and don't get tangled in false prophecy. A lot of times, glory to God, before we go read the word of God, we'll look to the stars and, glory to God, believe what a sign said before we'll believe what the word of God says. But in Daniel's day, there was these type scientists that, amen, was unreliable because they tried to predict the future, and each time they was false. So astrology is false. Astrology is false standard of guidance. Astrology will lead you astray. Astrology will lead you to a wrong place in your life. Glory to God. In order, amen, glory to God, to get what God has in store for you, you must follow the blueprint, which is the rich word of God. Following the stars will get you absolutely nowhere but a first-class seat in hell. I'm going to say that again. Following the stars to absolutely no way but a first-class seat in hell. Glory to God. So astrology attempts to advise people how to act based on the position of the stars. Now, ain't that comical there? Amen, glory to God. The way I act doesn't have anything to do with a star. The word of God tells me differently than what the stars say. But the position of the stars cannot tell you what kind of mood you will be in the day or tomorrow or the next day. The devil is a liar. The only accurate accountability on this earth is the rich word of God, which is the Bible, and we don't read the Bible. We let it collect dust. So people trust their lucky stars rather than trusting the word of God. They don't believe the word, but they believe the stars. If the stars say, oh, the way I'm positioned today, you're going to have a bad day, then they actually believe they're going to have a bad day. If the stars say, glory to God, if it's positioned that you're going to get a pile of money, they'll believe that before they believe God's word say you got to go through the process. Don't whitewash me. Tell me the truth. Glory to God. They seek guidance from other sources other than God. In Isaiah 47, 13 through the 14th verse, Babylon, originated astrology. Astrology comes from the Babylonian people. If you look up the word Babylon, Babylon means a state of confusion. Nothing tied with Babylon should you take to, because Babylon means confusion. So this way astrology comes from, it comes from the Babylonians. They was type people that didn't believe in God, but they believed in the stars. And that thing spread it, amen, all over the world. But God promised to destroy Babylon, and he did it. Then he asked what the astrologers and the stargazers and the monthly procrastinators would do to stop him. Who can stop the hands of God? He said in Isaiah 47 and 13 through the 14th verse, he was going to destroy Babylon and all of the astrologers. And then he asked a question, who's going to be able to stop him? Ask yourself a question, who can stop the hands of God? I'd rather trust a mighty God than the position of a star anytime. It said in Daniel 1, 19 through the 20th verse, Daniel and friends was 10 times better in giving wisdom and guidance than all the Babylonian magicians and astrologers and enchanters. Glory to God. Daniel and his friends, the three Hebrew boys, was more accurate than the Babylonian astrologers. When King Nebuchadnezzar asked them a question, his astrologers couldn't answer. But Daniel and the three Hebrew boys that was serving the true and living God, they had an answer every time. You cannot follow the position of a star. You must follow the word of God. Start picking up the Bible and reading the word of God, because astrology is false prophecy. Astrology is a form of idolatry. How many know when you look to the position of the stars to direct you, then you are idolizing the stars. And God told us he will not have no other God before him. Then that's what he said. No other God, not the stars, not the heavenly beings, not your mama, not your daddy, your sister, husband, brother, children, and all of your aunties will never be able to become before God. So astrology is a form of idolatry. People idolize the stars because they will get their moaning prophetical word from the position of the star instead of going to the rich word of God. Astrology originally involved directing worship of heavenly bodies. How many know anything in the heavenly realm, that's a heavenly body? And God done told us to worship no other creature besides him. Everything that astrology claimed to accomplish is fulfilled for Christians through Jesus Christ and his word. Everything that the stars tell you that's going to happen is already done happened. Because when Jesus was on Calvary cross and he looked up towards heaven and said, it was finished, it was finished. All you need to do is read the word and the word will direct you. The true meaning of life is revealed only in God's word, not in the occult appealing to other forces. How do you know you can go to the stars all you want, but they're not going to be accurate? Well, I'm a Pisces, I'm a Libra, I'm a Leo, I'm a Cancer. That's why I act the way I act. No, the devil is a liar. The word of God said we're born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and because we are flesh, that's why we act the way we act. Not the position of the stars tell you anything about you, because God is your creator. The best way to understand the true character and what kind of person you are, you must seek wisdom and knowledge from the word of God. The word of God describes anything that's concerning us. According to the word of God said the word is like a mirror. It shows you your true identity. It shows you when you're right It show you when you're wrong. Following the star, follow Jesus. The best way to prepare for the future is to find in God's word. God's word, that it may not tell everything people want to know about the future, but it tells everything we need to know. Glory to God. It may not tell everything that you think it should tell, but it tells you what you need to know, what to do and what not to do. But if you follow the star, that's unreliable. We get up in the morning, instead of saying, thank you, Lord, for this day, we go straight to the horoscope. The devil is a liar. The position of the stars can't tell you anything, but you need to be born again. It is the only sure way to know what God plans for the future, especially life after death. See, many times, amen, see what we fail to realize, we feel like when a body labor for the congregation, when they're dead, they're done. The devil is a liar. When you're dead, you're not done because there's life after death. But if you've been following the stars, glory to God, you're not going to know what happens after death. So quit following the position of the star. It doesn't matter whether you're a Libra, a Leo, a Pisces, Aquarius, a Cancer, whatever your sign may be. If you're not reading the word of God, no star. Glory to God is the author and the finisher of your faith. Only the rich word of God is that. Quit looking to the stars and point your direction to the word of God. And everything you need to know, everything you need to be trained in, is in the word of God. Because God said he will destroy Babylon. That's what he said in Isaiah 47, 13 through the 14th verse. Don't get caught up in Babylon, because Babylon shall be destroyed. Astrology is a form of idolatry. Don't idolize nobody. Don't take the word of the stars over God. Have you opened your rich word, amen, in the run of the day? Or have you looked to the stars to tell you how your day going to go? How your day going to go? Glory to God. This is what people do. They get up early in the morning and they look to their sign to tell them whether they're going to have a good or a bad day. The devil is a liar. It said, trust in the Lord with all of thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. Now, I didn't say one time, not one time did I say you were going to hell for, amen, believing in astrology. I said all it's going to do is if you keep following it and you don't reference God and you idolizing it, it's going to give you a first-class seat in hell. Because if you don't follow the ways and the will of God, ain't no other way you can go but to hell. Glory to God. So like never before, let us think about what I'm teaching you today. Astrology is false prophecy. Astrology is a form of idolatry. You don't have to ask the stars anything. Go to your rich word of God and begin to read. And see what God has to say. Then if you don't understand the rich word of God, go find you a great teacher that will teach you the rich word of God. I thank you, praise God, amen, for teaching you what does the Bible say about astrology. And what does the Bible say about astrology is it is false prophecy. And according to Isaiah 47, 13 through the 14th verse, it will be destroyed. And there is nothing reliable on this earth but the rich word of God. You got to take a love for the Bible. The position of the star will not lead you anywhere because it's not reliable. Glory to God. You are in a bad mood because your flesh is acting up. So we thank you, praise God. The Bible says astrology is false prophecy. Who to report will you believe? Will you believe God? Or are you going to continue believing the position of the stars? Let's get closer, people. Glory to God. God bless you. Be right back. God bless you.
Y'all, come on, get on your feet. Let's get closer. Closer. Come on. Closer.
mighty, mighty, mighty clouds of joy. Yes.
But not defeated, cast down but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me,
around for me, around for me.
It's turning around,
turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking,
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. Change is coming.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason.
doubt.
To
I know he's working.
I know he's working in us.
And it's turning around. This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concern.
Oh,
man.
Because you Mississippi song. Thank you. More I can take. See, I just